So, as all of you saw, he got hurt in the game on Sunday, his right knee on that jump cut. We told you guys that the MRI revealed he had a torn ACL. He's been through this before. He had a torn ACL in 2011 on the left side. As ACLs go, I know it's a pretty common injury in the National Football League and in all sports. They're all different. And the fact that he's been through this before helps him in the rehab process. There's a lot of factors that go into it. The physician that does the surgery, the person rehabilitating him, the athlete's position, all that kind of stuff. So I would caution you in trying to compare the last injury to this one and who's made it back and how fast they've made it back and all that. We'll go through that over the next 6 to 9 months with Jamal. He's in a really good place mentally because he's been through this before. We've got a plan in place where we've talked to the physician, Dr. Andrews, who did his surgery in the past, and it looks like he's leaning that way, that he'll go back down there and get it operated on by him again, and then he and I'll get to work. He's already been through some rehab sessions here to get ready, and he's really in a really good place right now considering everything that's happened just a couple of days ago.